Now we're very, very pleased to welcome on the line Steve Pritchard. Steve, are you there?
I am. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Yeah, Merry Christmas. How are you?
Yes, great. Fine, thanks.
We're all well in the studio. A few gremlins on the CD player this afternoon, which we've apologised for, but apart from that, we're doing well.
Good.
We've brought Steve onto the show to talk about the Runcorn Linnets Football Club ground fund appeal. Perhaps, Steve, those that aren't aware or don't know about the ground fund appeal, perhaps you could give them an idea of the purpose of the ground fund and what the club's trying to achieve.
Yeah, sure. People may or may not be aware, but we're not playing in Runcorn currently, and the Canal Street site was sold back in 2001, and we've been to a number of places since then. We're currently playing at Witton Albion's ground at Wincham. So one of the aims of the new club when it was set up a couple of years ago was to get a permanent and new home back in Runcorn. So the ground fund is set up in order for us to basically realise that dream.
That's right. I guess you've been working in conjunction with Riverside College in order to do that down on Picker Farm Road in Runcorn.
That's right. Yeah, that's the site that we're looking to develop, and we've obviously been in discussions with them originally to sort out a lease agreement, so that we can have that area of land leased for, I think it's a minimum of 25 years the FA like you to have it for. So that agreement was the first thing we had to put in place, and then we're now in the process of actually sort of finalising detail with regard to sort of layout of buildings and so forth with the architect, so that we can sort of get planning applications and things together.
Okay, and I guess the ground fund, am I right in saying that it's been operational for about 12 months, would that be right?
Yes, it's around that time, possibly not quite as long as 12, I think it was...
I think it was March when it started. I was checking it as all with details because I was doing the review of the year. I'm sure it was March. It
that's right. I think that's when it was official. That's I think you're right, Mike. I think that's when it was officially launched in March. We had some funds that were sort of earmarked to go towards it before that, but that's when it was officially launched. So, yeah, I think we're sort of maybe 9 or 10 months in. I think
9 or 10 months, and in terms of the actual money raised so far, a huge amount has been donated through the generosity, money donated or pledged. Have you got the total update, total there, Steve?
I've got the fact that it's around 75,000. I think we're just a whisker under 75,000 at the moment.
Which is a great effort to everybody who's contributed so far.
Definitely. We're very grateful for everybody who's contributed or organised events or there's been a variety of things that have gone on in order to contribute towards that figure.
Okay, if people wanted to help in any way, have you got any contact details there for the club that people could call or maybe get in touch with the club in any way?
The best thing to do is go to our website, which is www.runcornlinnetsfc.co.uk. All the details are there. You've got the updated sort of total figure on the top of the website on all the pages. And there's a ground fund section of the website that allows you to have a look at a sort of a 3D computer generated model of how we think it might look, and also all the contact details that you would need if you want to get involved or want to make a contribution.
Yeah, I've seen that 3D model, and I think that looks superb, Steve, to be honest. It just sort of, you get hairs on the back of your neck sort of going up when you look at it, because to see that ground back in Runcorn would make my day, to be perfectly honest.
It is quite a useful tool. It helps you to visualise the whole thing a lot more than just sort of a ground plan does. I think being able to see the bridge in the background and that kind of stuff just brings it home as to exactly what it is that we're wanting to achieve, really.
Oh, great. That's fantastic, Steve. Thanks very much for taking the time to come on the show. I know we'll get you back on the show in the next 3 to 6 months or so, but I know, particularly at this time of year, thanks very much for coming on.
That's no problem, Mike. You're more than welcome.
Great. Thanks, Steve.
Okay, cheers, fellas. Bye now.